What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey, Mr. DJ. We're going to party. Everybody's going to party. Ooh, my nipple. I'm sorry. Emerson, they are what now? Listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
Get your hands off my pocket.
You fucked it up because I was going to make it rhyme, actually.
What were you going to do?
You was gonna say all. We was gonna say all black, all queer, all black, and I was gonna say Happy New Year.
Oh my God! First time that you was gonna. How about you put that in the production notes? So I know what you're doing.
No, producer. That wasn't planned. I just thought of it, and then you just fucked it all up. So you just threw a monkey wrench into it. So I'm like, oh okay, well, oh there goes that.
Well, keep your hands out of my pocket.
My hands was not in his pocket.
Hey, y'all. We are back in Edmonton. Well, go ahead. All black?
No, it don't even have the same effect
yes,
now.
Yes, it does.
It's lost I want to hear you magic.
Say, well, just say what you was at least say it then.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And I'm so glad, Edmonton, you put the S on the end. You know how so many black people are. Happy New Year's.
Oh, yeah. My Ebonics is, very active.
Now I'm mad. I really wanted you to say your little rhyme. I've been trying to get you to do that all 2020.
I wasn't going to say all queer. I was going to say Happy New Year. It's done now. The moment's gone.
It's gone. It's gone away. It is done with, like 2020. It's back in the day. What's that? Back to the Streets. Jhené Aiko and Saweetie. Back to the Streets. Because I think like this. My name is Jhené Aiko. I know you got, two equipments and stuff going, but I'm going to need you to, are you going to say something? Are you focused on the conversation?
You were talking. What is wrong with you?
I was seeing your background vocals. You know, I like to give you background vocals.
Well, I didn't ask for them, so.
Oh, my gosh. So we're going to just jump right into it, y'all. It is time to what?
Check in.
See, you was almost late for that.
Don't start trying to critique stuff now that I called you out for fucking up my little jingle I had at the beginning.
So you called me out, and then so I did something wrong.
I didn't say you did anything wrong. I'm just saying don't try to call me out on stuff. And now I already had a little jingle that was going to work, and the moment is ruined. So don't try to call me out now.
Are you going
to
check in first?
It doesn't matter who checks in first. But I'll check in first because I didn't do anything for Christmas. And I didn't do anything for Christmas or New Year's. I worked like a Hebrew slave, and I got it out of my system. That was the plan. I don't think nobody understood that, but that was my whole point. I was like, I'm trying to get this out of my system because I'm not doing this shit no more. And I already talked about it on a podcast. So I ain't going to even go there. That's pretty much what I did.
You don't have any work stories.
No.
You got anybody like let you have it?
No. It was talking to people around the holidays, just like anybody else who's works around the holidays. It's this lady on Instagram, and I posted her on my stories one day. I think it's I Love to Giggle. She's like a customer service, like one of those internet comedians. And it's like, she has it so right. Like, if y'all ever want to know how I feel about anything, go to I Love to Giggle. I think it's I Love to Giggle too. And just look at a couple of her videos. And she nails it as far as what us as customer service people, or just people who talk to people on the phone, especially working from home, what we go through. Shout out to her, because girl, you got it right. The same shit that you be talking about is the same shit we all go through. So shout out to her. But, there's nothing really to happen during the holidays or Christmas. I will say, for New Year's, when I was reflecting, because I did reflect, just I didn't really write nothing down yet, but I just was reflecting and just going back like over the year, and I was very grateful to a point where I almost felt emotional about just the year, and I was just like where I was, and I was just like, I was here, and well, we record in my apartment, but I was at my apartment the whole time. And I know, you know, some people might have, you know, some people don't like being at home, but I felt grateful for that, because I was like, I was in a space all year I was comfortable. Because you imagine being in a space that you weren't comfortable in all this time during quarantine.
Oh my God. Like living in a house with a bunch of people that you can't get along with. Or just anything, being in like dangerous situation, like a
home. Yeah.
But that's what they were saying during the COVID, like check in on people, because you know they were saying like people like domestic violence, right?
Yeah.
You don't never know, like some people that's their escape, going to work or going to school.
Oh, people are dry baking at my job to go back to the office.
Okay. Yeah.
They like, are we getting lists of you guys who want to go back into the office? We're trying to get back in as we can. So yeah.
Yeah, and so I can imagine a lot of people, like, that was a serious thing for some people, having to stay home, because everybody's household is not desirable or comfortable. You know, some people just, you know, they use home as a place to go to sleep. It's not a place that of comfort, like you said. So that's interesting.
So, no, I was very grateful for that. I was just like, I was grateful I was in this space and I was able to just be here and be comfortable, regardless of my fucking neighbor, you know, that whore.
You're his neighbor.
But other than that, I was, and even with that, I was like, it could be way worse. So I was grateful for that. Another thing I was grateful for, and I've already talked about it with the whole embodiment thing, one other thing I was grateful for, I was like, I feel like I felt when I was 17, remember we went to that Target and we was trying on the girl pants, and I feel like that all over again. And I was like, some people might try to say, you know, especially present company included, you know, some type of midlife crisis or something like that. But no, I don't think it's a midlife crisis. Me getting that child, like, I don't want to say mentality, or that child, like, inspiration to, you know, show up for myself. Like, I have a motto, and if you know me, you should know where I got it from, because I love this person. But my motto for 2021 is, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I got to let it show.
Who is that from? Some of our listeners might not know.
Well, you're right. You're right. Some people might not know. But no, it's my girl, Diana Ross. And I feel like that. I feel like that all over again. And I was just so grateful that I was like, I got that back. Because some people, you know, they get older. And, you know, I don't submit to that word. But, you know, some people, I'm getting older and I'm sitting up there and I'm supposed to act like this. And I don't feel like that. That's why when, you know, we be seeing like the Monicas and stuff like that. Now I always be like, I'm happy to, like you even say, like that thing, she did a walk challenge and you said she looked youthful. And I was just like, well, yeah, I'm happy to see that we out here still doing stuff like that. Because, you know, I'm not, just because you turn a certain age don't mean that life is over. So, yeah, for me, maybe, I don't know if that's something 2020 did for me, but it just got me back to, like, bitch, I'm ready to bust out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how I feel. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. I just feel like that all over again. Like, even when I be online looking at stuff and stuff like that, I have, like, a different approach. I'm just like, ooh, yes. And then we was talking about, well, Jasmine Sullivan's new EP.
Hotels.
I guess. Shout out to Jasmine Sullivan. And I was just like, even that song, like, or, well, not song. She has some songs on there that I really like. I mean, I think it's a great EP altogether, but like the song Put It Down and On It and all this kind of stuff. Like, those songs, I'm like, I'm ready to go outside. Like, I'm just excited about that. So I'm grateful for feeling like that, because, you know, some people after 2020 might feel like the world is over. And I kind of feel like, I ain't gonna say it's a new beginning. It's, I guess, for me, an elevated beginning. Or just, it's an elevation for me. Maybe I'll say that it's an elevation. Because when I go outside, I just don't want to step out the same way I did back in February 2020. I wanted to, and not saying I'm different. I'm the same bitch. But I'm just.
Yes, indeed.
But I just want it to be elevated. So that's that on that. Trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to talk about. I think that was it. I'm pretty sure it's something else that I'm forgetting, and I thought I maybe had wrote it down, but I don't think so.
You wrote it down or typed it, because you went to your iPad.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is something. I'm glad I did put that in there. Okay, so last time I told y'all that James the Woo-Woo guy is a white supremacist.
Yes.
So I had to leave him alone. And it is so funny, because Mr. Telltales was like, you know, why don't you go to Yonla? And I was like, no, I don't want Yonla. I want somebody else. Well, I found somebody else. But guess who I found them through?
Inyala.
Inyala. But her name is Layla D'Elia. She black. And she's, I mean, well, she's multiracial for real. But she's black. And she's very conscious of being black. Like, she, her black side, to be honest, like, her black side, she had a better experience with her black side than she did her other, her, she says Spanish, her Spanish side. So, yeah, I'm here for her. And I read her book, or listened to her book. And, yeah, so I got a new woo-woo person. So I'm excited about that. And, that's it for me. I got a new woo-woo person, kind of new perspective on life. Not really, but kind of.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo-woo. Was that from, what? How did she used to say it? A Living Single?
St. Clair. Yeah, I forget.
Woo-woo-woo. Yeah. I forgot how she did it. Let me see. My check-in. Well, what did I do for Christmas? Honestly... You know, Edmonton going to be like, you know how he tried to attack me if I said I didn't do nothing. But I really did have a real low-key Christmas and New Year holiday. Of course, I spent most of the time with my boo thing. You know, holla at your boy, boo-boo. I'm just playing. And we pretty much, he was in Texas most of the time. So we spent time together. I spent time with family. I went up to Dallas, but I think we talked, I've been on a podcast since I went to Dallas. I think the last time we recorded, I had went to Dallas. So yeah, I didn't go anywhere during the Christmas holiday. I was actually at home with family. And then I did go to North Carolina for New Year's, and we planned a kind of a quarantine house disco party. And it was real cool. It was a real theme. You know, I like a theme.
Yes.
And so we had glow-in-the-dark lights. We had a strobe light. I had on my, LED lights, eyeglasses and stuff. So it was real cool.
A lace front he was trying to keep on his head. That glue was not working.
Well, my lace front was coming off.
You was moving like you was trying to keep it on. Like, I'm like, oh, dude, that lace front glue, you ain't got that shit glued on good. Because he was moving like, okay, if I move too bad, it's going to probably fall off. I'm like, okay, Karen.
It was cute, too. I liked it. I actually wanted to straighten it out or whatever.
Oh, my God.
You know, I had little three puffs. I did that myself, if you didn't know.
Okay.
So I really had a good New Year's. Then I had my black eyed peas and greens. I drank a lot of champagne. So, but you know, it was quarantine, right? So it was probably one of the first New Year's in a long time that I didn't go out of town. Well, I guess I was out of town, but that's home for me now, basically. So I didn't feel out of town. And, you know, the turn up was cute. It was very intimate. Since then, I've been on my 30-day fast of alcohol, and so I am, I just crossed the 1 week mark, so clap it, clap, clap, clap. I've never intentionally not drank liquor before. I always just thought I couldn't do it, and so this has been a real challenge for me. I don't consider myself an alcoholic by any means. I am a person who likes cocktails, and I like cocktails in a social manner. I like cocktails to have a good time, but this is the first time. But I have recognized that, you know, before I was a pescatarian for so long, and then when 2020 hit and COVID hit, and I end up being with my family a lot more and eating all my mama food. I end up eating all these meats and, you know, with the drinking. And then, you know, for a lot of years, I didn't smoke any weed. But then, you know, weed started being like my best friend. And so I really, you know, was thinking that I haven't been writing. Remember, I think I was sharing with you guys really my inability to write like I used to write. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like a lot of the things that I like to be in control was kind of slipping away from me in a way. And I think unintentionally, not like that, like my life was spiraling or anything. Everything's been decent. Like 2020 was a good year personally, despite all the things that happened to us. So I collectively felt those things. But I just realized that I didn't have control of a lot of stuff within myself that I would like to have, right? I want to be in control of what I eat. I want to be in control of what I drink. I want to be in control of when I wake up and go to sleep. I want to be in control when I have time for to work and time to, you know, for leisure time. And I just felt like the busyness, especially the last couple of months, I was just on the go. Like, I really lived out of my suitcase for the last couple of months. Mm. And so I really wanted to use January to kind of get grounded and a little and get rooted into something. If I can find, like, what means more to me right now. Like, what are the important things? Mm. I know the things I have to do professionally, but what on that list is important to me, the person that I am in my everyday journey? I think my partner does a really good job with having a structured life. I can tease him and say stuff about that, but, you know, I've been reading about intuition. And intuition is really based upon having structure and repetition and like a solid foundation, and then you'll be able to see things a lot clearer, you know, a lot of your future a lot clearer. And and I've been reading a lot about that. And I'm like, well, yeah, my intuition's at a zero because I don't have, like, I just go day by day. Like, I take the day as it comes to me. And I think I operate like that pretty well. I just don't want to get lost of not having any control. So while the alcohol fast is one thing, I've been in particularly just trying to get a little bit more grounded in my everyday life, more planning, you know, what I do, you know, and not just planning work. I let work become, and not work like I'm just workaholic. I just allow things to go. Mm. You know, I might go to the clinic today, I might not. I might write today, I might not. I might watch Grey's Anatomy, I might not. And FYI, I am on season 13, episode 22 of Grey's Anatomy. I started from season one, and I've watched 14 seasons in 4 weeks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so I am the Grey's Anatomy guru. So y'all do not want to go head-to-head or toe-to-toe with me, Edmonton, on a Grey's Anatomy. What you call that when you ask questions? What do you call that when you ask, like, certain questions? Trivia. Yeah, you don't want to go head-to-head with me with some Grey's Anatomy trivia, baby, because I will eat it up like ramen noodles with hot sauce, you know? And but no, so the drinking thing. So I didn't go out this weekend. I really, because I felt like I didn't want to use the first week trying to drink club soda instead of a vodka and tonic, you know what I'm saying? Or drink a lemonade instead of a, you know, a cocktail.
Okay.
So I didn't want to kind of put myself in. I didn't want to use my, you know, my get out of jail free cards yet, you know, or, you know, I felt like it was still early.
Yeah.
So I stayed at home, but I read, I started a new book. I'm reading Charles Blow, and don't misquote me on the title of the book. So I've been relaxing, working out. Oh, yes, I have to lose weight, y'all. I'm getting thicker in places I didn't even know I was going to be thick at, you know.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah. So, anyway, I don't want to, like, act like this is... So, this year is not about creating what you call that... New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I'm doing a 30-day fast of alcohol. And I think that would help me get grounded and in control. And then from there, I'm going to just be a little bit more disciplined. I want 2021 to be the year of me having control, you know, and about me and what I want to do. And yes, everything I need to do would be there. But I just want to put myself first, prioritize myself. So, yeah, that's it. So, no major stuff. I'm not doing any resolutions. I'm just trying to find a way to be in control of me and stop just letting me live. I could be a little bit more direct and intentional. Intentionality. Mm. Intentionality. I want my intuition to be a little bit more sharper.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So, yeah. Bam. But I want a cocktail, y'all. I'm not going to tell y'all. I feel like while I was talking to somebody at work today, right, they are a recovery addict.
Oh.
And they were giving me tips about...
Oh, my God.
They said one of the things that if you go out for cocktail, go out with your friends and family and you in sobriety, was to drink alcohol, drink things that you don't like liquor in it. Like he was saying that he's always liked what you call those things with tomatoes and celery, Bloody Marys. He's always liked Bloody Marys without alcohol.
Oh,
so when he goes out now, he's able to drink Bloody Marys without alcohol because he never liked alcohol in Bloody Marys.
Oh, okay,
I was like, okay, I don't know what that is for me. I guess I never really liked like lemonades and all of those things, or limeades. Like, I can deal without the alcohol in them. So I guess next time I go out, I might give me a little limeade. while everybody drinking their cocktail, I'm going to drink me a nice little refreshing limeade.
Okay.
You think that'll work?
I wouldn't know.
What would you drink as a non-alcoholic beverage if you had to go out?
I can drink anything. I mean, I can just not drink liquor. So, like, it wouldn't be a thing for me. If I'm not drinking liquor, I'm not drinking liquor. So, I'm not trying to make it, I understand it's a thing for people. I'm just saying.
For
you, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, you know, for me, like, it wouldn't really, I don't even know if I would think about it that deep. But, I mean, because I could get lemonade with liquor or without liquor. I can get, I would not, yeah, so it would be the opposite. Like, I don't know what I would get, like, where I would, like, okay, I can do this without liquor. Like,
something that you don't like with liquor in it already. Like, say if you was, like, you drinking on a regular basis, but you don't like, for example, I'm trying to think, like I said, like, I don't like, you know, I never buy those kind of cocktails, limeades and lemonades and stuff like that.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't have one. I can go either or. I can add liquor to it. Okay. I don't really have something. If I don't like it, I just don't like it. I'm that person. If I just don't like something with or without liquor, I don't like it. But if it's something I'm like, okay, it would probably have to be like, if anything, I probably have to be like soda, like a Coke or something like that. Like, I don't really like.
Yeah, I never see you drink no Coke with no.
But I wouldn't drink Coke though now. Now I'm like, but if I had to, like, just like, okay, well, I guess I'll just get a Coke because I would not put liquor in this.
Yeah, you would not. You would not put no liquor in no Coke. I don't think I've ever seen you drink that.
I've done it before because you're supposed to do it with what? Anything dark.
Yeah.
So if I done dark, I'll do it just because that's what you're supposed to do, but it's not my preference.
Ew.
By any means. And I just was doing it just to be doing it. It's horrible, but that's just to help get the brown liquor down.
But I guess that's an example, though.
Yeah.
What he was saying, like, if you were a person who needed something to drink while you were out and about,
yeah,
that could work.
That could work. I guess I would be, it would have to be some type
like
of.
Like a strong ass Coca-Cola in a glass with some ice in the straw.
Yep. That's what it had to
give you a little burp.
Yep. Don't put no liquor in this, please.
Yeah, but I'm just staying away from the clubs. I just can't. Well, ain't no clubs. And it's easy, right? Because ain't nothing really popping anyway. And that was my thing, too. Like, because Neil was like, my sister was like, well, let's go to, I think it was like a bowling alley. She was trying to go. I'm like, I mean, honestly, that's, and I don't want to sound like that. Like, those kind of things at nighttime, at 10 o'clock at night, sober, like, I need me a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't, it's not fun to me.
Okay.
And not saying that it's not fun. I can go bowling at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I'm not going bowling at 10 o'clock at night sober. No, I'm about to get in the bath and get and watch some TV.
You know what? I probably would pick that too. Like, as opposed to if I'm just not drinking, because it will be kind of like, right, you know what I'm saying? Even though, right, even if I'm saying, right, I'm just, even if I said what I said, but I think, you know, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
So at that time of hour, that's cocktail hour.
That's cocktail
so
hour.
So it's like, I'm there. I'm just sitting. Okay. Well, I'm going to probably start shaking. Okay. I probably will start shaking. Literally like, okay, like, what's wrong with you? Why you moving? Like, I don't have a cocktail. I don't know what we're supposed to be doing. Okay. Like, you know, like, especially in that type of environment. So, yeah. No, I feel
you. Yeah, because it ain't the music or it's not really, you know, I guess you can talk. You know, I just felt like it just certain things. Like, nah, I would go to, like, a house. Like a card game,
yeah.
Something that I can do that and not be drunk at that time of night, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. But to be like out, but like being out and about at that time of night,
yeah.
Now I go around 7, 6 o'clock, so I can be looking at the clock like, oh, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's time to go home.
Okay, yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you because I would definitely be like, you know. So, yeah. Well, I'm proud of you for the discipline of it.
Yeah. One week down. I guess I'll give y'all some updates. Now, don't judge me if I don't make it through the 4 weeks. I don't need none of y'all coming at me all sideways. Just, you know, praise me for my wins. And so I'm 1 week free of cocktails. I haven't smoked a blunt. That's I haven't good. Done anything. I've been taking my vitamins, doing my apple cider vinegar, and just, touching on myself in places I like to be touched.
Oh, my goodness.
And having a good time.
Well, I can commend you for that. I kind of cringe when people say, like, they're not drinking just because it's not like... I'm not saying that everybody's supposed to be drinking. I'm just saying when people say they're not, because it's certain people that I follow or I see who, they're going through sobriety, and it's like they have to make it everybody's business every single time they talk about a drink. Well, I don't drink. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't drink. Okay. Like, we know you don't drink. Like, especially people that see you all the time. You don't have to make an announcement out of every single time. Because sometimes people be trying to low-key try to shame.
Judge. Yeah, I've been trying not to do that, but it's hard. I'd be like, ooh, God, I saw my sister. I was like, is that a cocktail? Oh,
see, my point exactly.
I was like,
One time, though, oh my God, one time somebody tried to do that to one of my YouTube girlfriend, Missy. She was at a baby shower, and then she was like, girl, you gonna get a drink or something like that? And the girl was like, oh, she's like, no, I don't drink. And she was like, oh, girl, you don't drink? I ain't know you don't drink. She was like, well, why you don't drink? She was like, because it's not good for you. And she had her drink in her hand. She was like, she took a sit back like, oh, okay. Like, okay, bitch, I'm going to keep drinking. Okay. Like, okay, you tried it.
You tried it. Oh, that shit didn't work.
I'm sorry, y'all just did that like y'all can see me.
Right, you did. Talk about, oh, and it was like, they can't see me.
I was putting the cup to my mouth, and I was taking a sip. Like, she took a sip instead of taking it away.
I always put some to her mouth, but.
Not really.
shout out to Erica Banks. She has a virus song going out right now. I don't know every, Bust It, and I have really been enjoying it, and one of the reasons why I really have been enjoying it is to just, I love makeovers, like quick makeovers. I couldn't stand it on the Tyra show, like every episode was a goddamn makeover episode, but I'm liking the Bust It challenge to see, like, first of all, like, all the headlines and all the media outlets and stuff has been praising black women for, like, black, black body positivity. Well, basically, it's the challenge where they, you see them all, getting up out of bed or looking all regular. Then they bust it and they come back looking all fine and while they, dipping their low. And it's been really, like, some of these girls' transformation. Your girl, every time I see a clip of her, I end up being on her page for like 20 minutes. What's her name?
Oh, Alonzo?
Alonzo. Mm-hmm. I am Alonzo Arno. Yeah. Like, her transformation is just impeccable. It is like beauty. It's just the most beautiful thing to watch, her transformation, like how she go from her regular, like, I'm not even out the bed look, right, to bed looking like a million bucks.
She
is so fucking fine.
It's like she had, like, her makeup, I don't know what she's doing her makeup lately, or he, because he does say he's a he go back and forth, so he probably be fine, but I call him she. But like one day he had posted something, he was like, I'm going to a meeting, and like everybody was like, your makeup, because I'm like looking at his face like, did you do something today? It was perfection. It was a perfectly beat face, and he was outside, so it wasn't like he was on a set or anything. It was his makeup. I do the same thing as you. When I go on his page, I'm just like, ooh, I'm like a little kid.
Yes, I mean, her wigs be just like, bitch, why none of these girls' wigs is looking like this?
That's what I be saying.
Her wig is looking like it be just done,
and they be for sale. Like, he sells them. So I'm like, girl, it's no excuse for y'all be walking around in these wigs that they almost falling off y'all damn heads.
Okay. And I just love it. So I just really been into the Bust It challenge. Some of these girls don't need to do it. I liked Monica's when she had
did it.
Yeah. So right. Like, but you somebody's mama. Right. You don't need to be busting nothing. That was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Because I didn't know what. I was like, what is Monica about to do?
Okay.
So that was cute. But shout out. The only reason why I'm definitely just another female rapper making some noise. And again, I was looking at the iTunes for female rap, and like four of the top five are all women. And so shout out to, Megan and Saweetie and Erica and Cardi and everybody else who's like, y'all guys better watch out. They starting to multiply. And again, And that's what I was saying this before Erica hit it, and not she threw herself in the bag.
Yeah.
So again, we know that we can critique the bar is very low, but the bar is very low on the men's side too.
That's very true.
I'm not here to hear all that. Like, and I'm so tired. I saw what's that controversial DJ was comparing Nicki to Megan, and all. I'm like, stop comparing these women. Y'all can find a lot of guys that don't have no bars and a lot of horrible male rappers that's doing good. They always pray for the women. They do that.
But then these niggas need to shut the fuck up, because y'all still out here talking about some Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez got that bomb ass album. Y'all supporting that motherfucker. Y'all ain't got shit to say about. Don't say shit about these damn female rappers about nothing. Y'all can't say nothing because you support that type of trash that is infiltrating the system. Don't say shit about none of these females.
Right, right. And again, I'm not, so when I say Erica, I'm saying she got some cute little hits. I'm not verifying her skills, her bars level, nothing. It is what it is, just like on the guy side. But what I am saying is, I love to see the industry for women. Like, they can get deals and they getting plaques now, because whatchamacallit got a plaque. Flo Milli. I
heard she got a Beast commercial too.
Yeah, so.
I wonder who her manager is, because she's been getting like stuff. Like, she had a cover of a magazine, like paper magazine. That's something, that's something to talk about. So, but not to cut you off, but one thing I want to say as a style coach that I want to say that I'm loving, that I'm seeing with the challenge, is women stopping wanting to be frumpy. Like, this frumpy dumpty look that a lot of people are trying to, that adopt, everybody adopted for, because of COVID. A lot of women, especially black women, are coming out now and pretty much saying they're tired of it. They're like, I'm over looking like a mess every day, or looking fucked up, looking like Raggedy Ann's cousin Pookie. They're like, I'm going to start dressing up. I've seen so many women talking about that lately, and I need to be talking about that too. But I'm happy about that, because this whole I'm walking around the house looking like, don't nobody love me thing. COVID, we've been going through this long enough. How long y'all gonna do that? Girl, we can, and all this, I have to have a reason to go wear this. I have to fuck all that. And men and women, fuck all that. Don't be saving no outfits. If you want to look good, go out and look good. And you know what I'm saying? If you want to go to look good to at the grocery store, who cares? That's what your prerogative. You can do what you want to do. I feel like we, especially us as black people, I love seeing it with us black people. I'm just gonna say that. I want the black people to go out and be done, because the girls, they be mad, big mad. These people that be watching, because y'all be having a lot of people watching y'all, Anyway, I like to see these black women do. I did see that. What's that? TikTok Mama? I see she did it too.
Who?
TikTok Mama.
Who was that?
It's an older Anglo lady.
You know, everybody trying to get them a piece. The men have been doing it too. And, I'm waiting for the sexy niggas to start doing it, where they just be like, busted. Shirts on.
Right.
Come back. I seen one, he was fine as fuck. He wasn't like muscular or anything. And I said they all got to be muscular. Yeah. But he was real. He had a cute little body. And he came back. He was fine as fuck. He had the glasses, the belt, like GQ suave. So, for me, that's what I'm like. I've been like, I do the hashtag on Twitter. And we get my life, because just looking at people look good. I like to see people done up.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. I think we all do. So I'm hoping that we need to keep, even though we can't be around each other, saying like that, we need to keep that same energy, because that whole frumpty dumpty look that everybody's trying to adopt and trying to sell in 2020, I want that to be dead.
Yeah. Everybody looking like they, that came from that Kanye West whole, these big old clothes and beige and brown. Yeah. And Jesus sneaker. Like, come on.
We're tired of it now.
Yeah, we're done. We need you to bust it, like the challenge. Yep. So, we started 2021. I'm going to have to say something to 2-1. Okay, I think I'm going to say that to 2-1, because I ain't going to be saying no 2021. That's too many 20s. So, we started the 2-1 with a bust it challenge. What else been popping in 2-1 everything so far? It's been very political. So, I don't know. A lot of people have been saying that the 2-1 is looking like year 20 older sister. I don't know. And I'm not saying it in a negative way. Because, again, 2020 was pretty good for some people, So I'm not saying that everybody says it. But as far as the shenanigans of the world and shenanigans in this country, the 2-1 has really started off low-key out of control, you know, low-key, I guess not even low-key, high-key.
Very much so.
Out of control. I was just looking at it today, and before we even get to, you know, and I guess this episode is going to be our, you know, it's New Year's, bitch, episode. And so, well, I just said an S, New Year's. Okay, it's New Year, bitch, episode. And I was looking at it today, so they've already, the House of Representatives has already presented two resolutions, one for an impeachment of Donald Trump, which would be his second impeachment, and they also put a resolution for Mike Pence, the vice president, to for the 25th Amendment to actually remove Donald Trump from office. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that he more likely that they're not going to do the 25th Amendment to remove him. So once that has already been, when that's not passed through the Senate, then the House of Representatives is going to move forward with the impeachment of the president, and he would be the first president to be impeached twice. And even though it's like a one of the big things of why that's important, like, well, why would you want to impeach him? He only got 10 days left in office. Well, some of the things that can happen is, one, he could not get the benefits from a former president that comes along. Also, that he could not be reelected to presidency, and some other stuff. So I think, okay, well, shit, yes. Yeah. Impeach him, even if he's leaving. Yeah. Get, impeach his ass.
Get the paperwork in.
That's basically what it is. Write that nigga up. Write that nigga up. He on his third one, bitch. Okay. Termination.
Okay.
We don't care if he quit or not. His term is over, bitch. He can't be retired. I mean, rehired, bitch.
Okay.
So, yeah, so what have you been saying? What has Black Twitter been talking about from the events of January 6th?
Oh, Jesus.
What is going on in our country? What is the 2-1 given so far?
They've all been saying different things. You know, some of them agreed with Carrie Hilson while y'all went in on her.
Oh my God, Carrie Hilson, why she just don't shut up though?
But a lot of people do agree with her. I just like y'all just be wanting to find something to pounce on her about, because I'm like, there's other people that's saying the same thing as her. But then there's some people that I follow that are talking about how, you know, and I think you even said this, that, you know, these social medias are their companies, and they, you know, if they don't want, or, you know, business, and if they don't want somebody on, you know, on their platform, they have a right to put them off. And I understand that too. So that's been kind of a lot.
Right. That's the main thing to take from this. The First Amendment is the government controlling speech.
Yeah.
You can't tell nobody, and I get it. Well, go ahead, what you were saying.
Well, no, go ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, the big issue around, and we talked about this before, because remember I was showing you, so what's so crazy, oh my God, Evan, we talked about it on the podcast. Remember I was telling you I was watching a documentary on Netflix that talked about that they think they made a monster out of social media. Mm-hmm. They had not, didn't realize what social media would end up doing. And basically, what this is showing is that social media is beyond any control at this point. That they literally created a monster. They thought they were doing the right things with algorithms and all of this stuff that they designed social media to do, which at this point now is out of control. Like, I mean, it's no way to go backwards, right? You know, because there's no legislate. Like, the government does not know what to do with social media at this point.
But doesn't other countries have regulations or regulations over the internet?
What you can have, but see, if regulations over the internet is one thing, then ideally around the internet is like around content. We have regulation over internet like far as content, but people expression and what people say is a difference. And so, I mean, I don't know if more like democracies, I mean, we know like communists and a lot of other different forms of government has regulation, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, it's America. And the issue with, I don't know, like, where do we go from social, like, it has already, the damage is, what I'm saying is the damage has already been done, a way how information has been disseminated, how it has already programmed the mindsets of people. How do you feel about that?
Well, because I've been looking at so many pro-black people's opinion about this, because I wanted to just get all the different perspectives, and some of them have actually like kind of sparked up some thoughts in my head or made me think, like I was watching one before you got here that really had me thinking like, huh, that you raise a good point. Because the one I was watching, Dr. Shauna, she was like, you know, because some people saying, well, y'all saying that that's white people fight and stuff like that, but you need to think about it. You know that shit gonna come back on us black people. I kind of do agree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we do need to not just say that's they shit. I said that at first. I'm like, well, that's, you know, I want to sit back and eat the popcorn. But think about COVID, how COVID came back on black people. Mm-hmm. And we know all these people, that's all these numbers, all these people that's dying are not all black. Like, mm-hmm. our population is not going down in mass numbers. Because if that was the case, if we was the reason for COVID and we was the only ones getting it, then our population or our numbers are just, as a race, would be going down rapidly. But that's not happening. So, you know, they throw everything at us. So, but I think for me, thinking about black people, like, just how does it affect me? It does concern me because I'm not scared and I'm not bust out start crying like that one girl who was talking to that white man. Oh my God. Did you see that one where he's talking about the tree? He was yelling, you white, you tree, y'all are committing trees and you white crackers on this kind of stuff. And she was like,
oh yeah, in the car.
Yeah. She's like, I'm about to stop. I'm tearing up now. I'm like, oh girl, somebody interviewed her too. And they checked her like, girl, why did you bust out start crying in front of that white man? Mm-hmm. Dr. Shauna, she did that actually. But anyway, let me get to the point. I think that overall, it showed me, well, it confirmed, I've talked about this forever. They're on code. Mm-hmm. Black people are not. Mm-hmm. That concerns me because I think that we're in a very vulnerable position as a black people because, like you said, the internet, it is out of control. But they could start doing drastic, these companies who are trying to control this stuff could start doing things more drastically because black people's channels get shut down all the time for saying mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, this whole thing, but that happens to black people. A lot of people I follow's mm-hmm. channels have been shut down, and they don't know why the fuck. They just shut it down. That one lady I told you that I don't like, who she be yelling at everybody, she was in the middle of a live, and they literally kind of what happened. Well, we know of a situation that kind of something happened to. They're in the middle of it. They just shut it down. They mm-hmm. shut her down, turned her channel off, like, bitch, you're done for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm concerned about that for us black people because I watch, or some of those black people watch other black people who gives information that these people do not like on social media. So if they doing it to Trump and they use him as an example, they can start going through all the other people's and just start doing the same thing to them just because they, for whatever the fuck reason they want to. And then we don't have a social media of our own. So if we just shut, if they do the same thing to Trump that they do to, let's say, one of the pro-black people I watch, where I get some of my information from, where am I going to go and find or get any, or be educated on my own about stuff like that, or have somebody to break it down, some of this bullshit to be happy? You know what I'm saying? Like, our form of communication can be just wiped out and there would be nothing we could do about it. I mean, like you were saying before, that black people, you know, that's like one of the best things that could happen to black people, but that can be taken away from us too. And we don't have any social, I don't know, Solange is still doing Black Planet. We might need to think about going over there. I'm serious because we don't have a social media. So where I think, to me, just bigger picture, just not to even make me more long-winded, I think it showed me how vulnerable we are as black people. We're in a very vulnerable mm-hmm. state. And I think that, and I already knew this. I knew it since last year. It wasn't no surprise to me. Everybody trying to act like 2020 didn't happen. I already knew that we already knew that they was going to do this. I mean, based off they've been talking about how they was going to do this. So it wasn't really a surprise. And, you know, and how they weren't prepared for that, you know, whatever. But,
You're talking about.
Going up to Capitol Hill.
Talking about on January 6th, the insurrection on Capitol Hill. I mean, I guess going back to, like, this idea, I mean, well, I just feel like, well, black people, we can't rely on social media. Like, I mean, we just can't.
We've
been using it, but like, I think it's just a wake-up call. Like, you know, I did say social media was the best thing to happen to black people. But again, if we hadn't been using social media like we should have been using it, then now we're in this plate that we are more vulnerable because we haven't done. Remember, because we were saying we should do more with that power that we were getting. And mm-hmm. so now we see, like you said, the vulnerability is there now because we know that they're going to have to replicate it on the other side, right? Yep. They're going to have to balance it out. If they, you know, they could take 100 million followers away from Donald J. Trump. Because, again, he ain't really, I mean, he says a lot of horrible stuff. Mm-hmm. But most of the stuff that he was saying was just his opinion.
Yeah.
And they were lies. And it's not his, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not necessarily his fault that people follow him. It's not his fault. No. It's not a fault of his.
Yeah, no.
He is a bigot. He is. He likes. He flat out lied, and people are brainwashed enough to believe that. Mm-hmm. So you're right. I mean, the actual idea around free speech. But again, I'm here for it. Shut the shit down. Shut it all down. Like they everybody got to find a better way. I don't believe in creating a monster, then letting a monster live for the greater good of, you know, if we had another monster to fight back. And again, that goes back to what I was saying. We should have been mobilizing. I mean, think about what they did in Georgia around, like they were saying, I was reading about what, like, Stacey Abrams and a lot of them other local organizations, not even Stacey Abrams, but they were mobilizing on the ground. And we've been saying this forever. We need to go back to the basics. We can't just rely, I think, even more now on just social media. People need to do word of mouth. People need to code talk, like you were saying. We need to find other ways, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm not to cut you off. You're right. Well, I kind of agree with that because I still think we should be able to use social media. I just think that we are, I think, I know a lot of people.
It would never, social media would never get us, we would never be able to do what we really need to do through social media.
Well, I'm not trying to say other people. Well, that's my whole point. I'm not saying on their social media. I'm saying our social media. I know a lot of people, I don't want to start a business. Okay, fine. But we need people to go to school and become, I don't know, tech engineers and stuff like that, or app creators and stuff like that, to create stuff so we can get, I mean, so that can be, because I think it's a good thing. I agree we need to do stuff on the ground too, but my whole thing is if we have some type of gathering together or like, I don't know about that because I just feel like it's going to be too many people. Everybody going to want to be right and everybody, it's just going to be too, just seem too much. So because it's, the division is even in online. On social media, there's a division. And mm-hmm. I think that is something that even the pro-black people need to think about. All these people on these different channels saying all this different shit. What y'all different opinions are all being seen by these, because they follow, these Anglo people follow y'all. So they see the disorganization within the black community because we're on social media saying all these different things and arguing with each other and all that kind of stuff. They see it. And then, like, today, one thing I will say that Dr. Shauna did, and I'm done, but good thing that she did today was she was asking, you know, well, what do y'all think all this means? What does it mean to y'all? Or what's next? And people were giving all these, like general blanket statements, like, well, we need to get guns. And she's like, okay, so get guns to do what? If we get guns, what exactly are we doing? Who exactly are we shooting? Who exactly are we attacking? Crickets. Then they like, okay, well, we need to sit up there, we need to sit up there and get all these laws and legislations in place. Okay, which laws and which legislation do we need to get together to actually work to the betterment of black people? What exactly needs to be changed? Crickets. The one guy was talking about something, I got a drone. And she just put her hand on her head. She was like, and what are you going to do with a drone? What is a drone going to do? You're talking about he could drive it around the Capitol. She just like, and drive around the Capitol. What are you going to see when you drive it around the Capitol? Mm-hmm. She was like, the biggest thing, she was like, everybody, she was like, y'all keep saying all these blank things or, you know, vaccines and all this kind of stuff. But nobody knows specifically what it is like with this whole situation. We don't know as black people specifically, or we're not saying, or nobody seems to have the answers. It's like we were saying before with that whole we, and I'm guilty of it too. Back in the day, I think now I'm kind of just like, well, I'm guilty of it back in the day. I'll just say that. We're saying all these blanket things. Oh, we need to get guns. And she raised a good point. She was like, well, she was like, listen, she was like, I like guns. She was like, I love guns. But she was like, that's kind of reckless to say that. Cause she was like, if everybody gets guns, they're not going to be trained on guns. They're going to have all these people around here walking around here with guns that don't know how to use it. And we've already had a bad example of those, the non-fuck, give-a-fuck coalition or whatever the fuck, where they were showing up places with guns and they were shooting each other and stuff. The guns was going off and they didn't know what they was doing. So, I mean, we're going to battle and we looking like that.
Okay.
Like, so, you know, and I'm not saying I have all the answers, but at least I can say I don't have all the answers. I'm not saying I've said before we need to have guns and stuff like that too. But to be honest, like, I kind of agree with her. Like she said, I'm like, well, that's kind of reckless, because if we all just getting guns and we don't know what we're doing, we gonna be shooting that shit, shooting each other, and they just gonna be sitting back, organizing, doing whatever they do in the background, and whoever knows what the fuck happened.
We gotta be organized.
That's it.
I mean, it's plain and simple.
Yeah.
We have to figure out what are our goals,
that, yeah,
and how can we get to. We talked about this.
Obviously. We talked about this.
We talked about it because, you know what, we're not on the same page, and I guess we shouldn't always have to be on the same page.
No.
But enough of us need to be on a page to make some kind
They're
of progress.
They're not all on the same page either.
Right. That's why I said enough of us need to be on a page, yeah, to make some progress somewhere.
Yeah.
It's all different things that, you know, maybe there's some people who wants to go and learn how to bear arms and, you know, do militia. Yeah. Like, everybody don't need to be a part of that fight.
No.
We need to learn what we can do, and we need to figure out first what we need and what are we actually fighting for.
Yes.
As a black people, as black queer people, and I mean, it's a lot. So 2021 is definitely a continuation of 2020, yeah, about all of that, because I don't know, right? We got Biden coming in. He's about to get sworn in 10 days. We got Trump, who's been blocked off of all social media. He ain't going to the inauguration. Trump is so petty.
Yes.
He is so petty. He's beefed out with his vice president. Basically did an insurrection, had them run up on them in the Capitol. They was smearing feces, taking shits in the hallway.
And about that, why every time y'all do something, why every time, yeah, y'all, because I'm not y'all race. Why every time y'all do something, y'all have to do disgusting stuff.
Right.
Like, we go and we protest and we do stuff, and we might break some shit. We might steal some shit. But we ain't taking a shit.
Okay.
Like, y'all be pissing and shit and smearing stuff and licking stuff. Why do y'all always have to do disgusting stuff when y'all to make a point? I don't understand that.
Right. It's just ridiculous. Got up all in Nancy Pelosi's office. Right, I mean, they were just, and they've been running up on them, though. I would say the FBI and all
Did you
them,
see what I sent you
yeah,
today?
Yeah, they've been running up on them, like, getting them off straight off the plane.
Okay,
they thought they were badasses. And so it's just interesting because, again, white people against white people is always a threat to black people.
I mean,
at the end of the day, we don't know how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, we don't.
Anytime it got to the point where white people is against white people, to me, it's just a brink of civil war. That's what usually, if you go back to the different times, and that's what it is. When white people start arresting white people and fighting white people and, you know, putting guns in their face, and the vice president is getting attacked by other white people that the president sent to him, it is some dark. I don't know. I don't want to declare the 2-1 to be dark. But, I mean, it don't get no darker than that when white folks are turning against white folks, because that's always going to be the detriment to black people. Like you said, even with the whole thing with the social media, right? Like, what is going to be the reaction? Like, what is going to be the compromise? That's the better point. Like, it can't be a compromise between them. It's always going to come back to
it's
black
gonna
people.
It's going to come back to us sometime anyway.
Yeah, it's going to come back
to us. So
it's
almost like we have to just sit, like Dr. Shana was saying. She was like, I'm just sitting and I'm waiting.
Okay.
Because she like, you know, I'm not, she was like, all y'all out here talking about stuff. We need to fight and all this kind of stuff. And then like the people, some black people trying to get all involved and all up in everything. What is that about? Like, why are you getting involved? My thing is, get involved with us, yeah. And try to, we need to, like you said, we need to maybe be on the ground, or we need to have some conversations. But you getting all up in their mix, for what?
Okay.
What does that do? What are you doing getting all up in that? That's not, like, I don't understand the people that's all barking and rah-rah about that shit. Like, it is about us organizing. We do kind of have to just sit and not sit. But we do have to observe while we talk. You know, we can't be too busy talking and not observing what's going on, because we do have to see what the backlash of this is. Because, you know, was somebody who was murdered, one of theirs, three people was murdered. they're not going to be happy about that.
Okay. That's not just going to go away.
Yeah, no. So we have to be alert and vigilant. And yeah, but you know, that's another thing too. I've talked about this before, but like, we just really out in these streets on our own. Mm-hmm. Like when I go out, I be thinking I'm out here on my own.
Yeah.
Like you really have to think like that. Like I'm out here by myself. I can't say I'm going to call the police. I can't do it. We've said this already, but it's just really that real. Like it could be exhausting. Like I was thinking the other day, like I'm going to really have to get on my grandma realness and really start going out earlier in the day. Not because I think anything's going to go off per se. Like I don't like to think negative like that, mm-hmm. but it's almost just like, at least it'll be not that many people out. It's a little bit easier. I'm already on alert. So my alertness now is like on a thousand. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want to have to be doing that. It's, you know, like I definitely couldn't go to a space to any space that's really too many people right now. Oh, hell no. That would give me so much anxiety. Cause that's too many people I gotta watch, too many energies I gotta be trying to feel, and that's an effect of that shit happening. It does affect us because it affects me. Cause now I'm like, oh bitch, now I gotta watch. My third eye is on overtime. Shit. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
you gotta be ready. We were just talking about that. Like, it ain't just happening in DC.
No,
it's happening all over the place, and you know, you got to watch out. At the gas station, at the CVS, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know, like, if they can just run up with their plain face all on TV, yeah, into the Capitol, yeah, into the government, to overthrow the government.
Right.
They ain't worried about no local shit. And then some of these people are still, like the Arizona legislators, they still like, it is what it is. This is Trump country. So that's a cold. That's a cat call. That's all that was to me. It was letting them know, showing us how, basically that was an example to show us how far they ain't got. So y'all better be careful out there in them streets. Because, baby, I don't trust Nan. Don't walk up behind me, close to me.
Yeah, no.
Don't, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, like, I don't, right. That's why I'd rather go out when there's not that many people out. Because I don't get nowhere near close to me. I don't want to talk to you. Don't say nothing to me. Like, it's just, it's really like that now. I don't know what you're about, because there's a couple of Trump supporters that stays in my same apartment complex. So, you know, I mean, it really literally under me in two like apartments next to me. So, you know, and I know this because I feel like I need to know that. Like, you know, oh, that's where that truck go. Oh, okay. You know, I'm not trying to be like that. I'm not like that. But you know what's funny? And I don't know, I really gonna have to sit with myself and really realize what's funny, because we talk about getting guns and stuff like this, but I really think God keeps telling me not to get one. Every time I say it, even now, like every time I say it, I get this like feeling like, Eric, you don't get a gun. And I know what it means, but it's just like, really? You're like, okay, you know, I'm not. But I just don't, for whatever reason, I feel like I'm getting okay to do other things, maybe like a stun gun or stuff like that. But for whatever reason, first time I said, oh yeah, I might have to get a gun, I heard a voice very clear that was not mine. Eric, do not get a gun. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, so that's what I'm saying. Me going out in the streets, not saying anything gonna happen, because I think I know what that means. But at the same time, it's like, I don't, girl. So yeah, that's that on that. We're living through like history. Hopefully, you know, the babies, they'll get the right story.
Okay, everybody been talking about that's gonna be them in the back of the history class, right? Like, bitch, that is not how that went down.
Okay, I hope that they get the right story, because I don't, you know, it's a lot going on with that whole thing. So I guess that's that on that. I mean, the inauguration has not happened. Like you said, 10 days.
How did you like Kamala Harris? Vote cover.
Oh my God.
Madam Vice President.
I don't understand now, because I saw somebody I followed the other day. They was talking about, because she is part of a sorority, she did not do something right. I don't know what the rules are for that. So I don't know what that's about. I ain't speaking nothing about the sorority. I don't know about that life. So I don't know, you know, if I say something that doesn't have anything to do with that, that's why. I do think it was very basic. And it did look cheap. And they said she styled herself. I don't know if that was her choice. but I don't, that was the wrong magazine to do that, Kamila. Vogue is a fashion magazine. Like, people want to see fashions. Like, I mean, hello, Michelle Obama. Like, you saw what she did. Like, you know, like, that's not relating to us. Speaking of Kamila, did you hear about that story about her supposedly giving that plagiarized story?
I did hear about that. You think that's true?
That she copied I wouldn't put it past her.
Martin Luther King.
I would not put it past her. Okay, because she's then got caught up of a lot of lies.
Oh.
So I would not put it past her. I don't know. I didn't read the original article. I will say verbatim, it sounds very, very, very similar to that same story that Martin Luther King told to Playboy magazine. I don't know, but as far as Kamila, get it together. I don't know what that was about. I don't know why they did that. It was nothing like appealing about it. It looked very cheap. I'm like, why did they I don't know. She could have been a victim, so I don't want to be too hard on her. They might have told her to come like that, but it left a lot to be desired.
You weren't here for her.
No.
I just don't get it. She did look real homely to me. I'm just like, okay. Like,
I just think that wasn't the right magazine for that. Like, yeah. it's a fashion magazine. Like, you show up to the party properly dressed. Like, okay. You know, girl, that's not that them Converse that you keep trying to rock, girl. That was not the time or the place to wear that. And that's what one of the girls was talking about with the sorority. I don't know what that rules are, but she was just saying no. You know, if that supposedly she did something incorrect. So, you know, and then they didn't put her initial in there. I don't know. You know. I don't know what that is, but you know, they tried, you know, I don't want to blame her all the way. Yeah. So that's that on that. And then the thing of this girl, what's that girl name? Well, did you have anything else in 2021 that's happened that stood out to you?
Not so far. I'm going to keep it real cute since it's only 11 days in.
Yeah. But it's been a lot going on. Like the whole situation with Mia Ponsetto and, what you about to play? Oh, the whole thing with Mia, the Soho Karen that says that she's a person of color.
Oh, girl. Is she a person? Oh, she actually says she's a person of color.
She says she cannot be racist because she's a person of color. Oh, I thought Tyreek's occupied. So, yeah, that whole thing with Mia and Gail and, well, the whole situation just all together. She just seems like, to me, an entitled little bitch. And I really, you know, I don't fuck with Gail, but in that moment, I wanted to defend Gail because, or not necessarily defend her, but just kind of wanted to be like, you know what, you little bitch, like, you need to calm all that shit down because this bitch, I don't, you know, even the comments that she was saying about the guy or the boy, you know, what she didn't want to make him feel inferior or make him feel like she was inferior or stuff like that. You could tell this bitch thinks that she is something that she's really not because she's not even attractive. So I'm like, girl, why does there always be these people and they're not attractive? You the main person out here looking like something that I didn't picked off of my shoe after running through some dirt. And you want to be out here acting like you just the baddest bitch that's ever graced the earth. Girl, sit down. So that's my thought on that whole Soho Karen situation. That is something that's still, I guess, let me look. I don't know if she's still jailed, but I know she had got arrested, and they said that she had resisted arrest for whatever. I guess she went back to L.A., and she resisted the arrest. They went to go get her, and she was resisting arrest and all that kind of stuff. But whatever, she's problematic. I didn't see the second part of the interview. Oh my goodness! And that hat is dirty. Oh, she's nasty and dirty, and you want to act like that? I didn't know how dirty this damn hat is with daddy on it. Like, oh,
that's the way to talk about the girl giving it to.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of let her have it. But I mean, I just. You know, that bitch.
She just stay in her lane, and she was profiling that black boy, and she got called out. Okay. Nobody care if you're a person of color. That's why we getting rid of that word, that phrase in the 2-1. Okay. A person of color was coming for a black person. That's what happened.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just told you that we need to be more direct. I mean, persons of color is one thing, but a person of color, we see example of what that means to be a person of color.
Yeah.
Because he was black. and she profiled him.
Yeah, right.
And that's why we not here for persons of color. Don't try to lump us all in that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that was a group thing. I know the pro-black people, of course, they've been saying that, and I've agreed with them, but I didn't know that was a thing overall now because, you know.
I mean, it's a perfect example.
No, it is a perfect example.
Yeah, so okay, you a person of color that profiled a black young man.
Yeah.
And it's been happening.
Right, and think that you're better than, you know, you thought you were in better. Like, you talking about, I didn't want to make him feel inferior. No, that's exactly what you were trying to make him feel.
Yep, that was exactly. Talking about, they had my cell phone. They had your cell phone. He did not have your cell phone.
So, yeah, that was just something.
The 2-1 is off the hook. I even like the 2-1. I like saying it like that because it feels like it's going to be off the hook. So, welcome to the 2-1, Edmondson.
Hey, I'm here.
Listeners, welcome to the 2-1.
All right, well, welcome to the 2-1, y'all. I'm here for it. I mean, I ain't going to say I'm here for this shit, but it's just like, girl, my thing is I didn't fall asleep just because 2020 went over to 2021. Okay. Like a lot of people, I think, did. They all, you know, girl, it's the same shit. It's just a new year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to do me.
I'm going to do me. Bust it.
Is there anything else that happened in the 20? I guess nothing else has happened, really. Like you said, it's only still early. So.
Right, 11 days. Look, we shouldn't even have been able to do a whole episode for 11 days.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what I did, though? I guess on a lighter note. Now, I did something for my pamper. We got some. Well, first of all, I was inspired by the baskets that we got for What's in the Mirror. And it had some feet stuff in there. So I was like, you know what? I need to start paying attention. Not saying I don't wash my feet, but I just don't think that I do enough for my feet.
Yeah.
So I've
seen them.
No, actually, you haven't.
I've seen your feet.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I've never shown my feet.
Oh, girl.
So I know you didn't. Like, I don't show my feet because I don't like my feet. But I said I was going to pay more attention to them because I'm like, well, if I didn't have feet, I wouldn't be able to drop it and, you know, like it's hot and do all the things that I still enjoy doing. So I'm like, well, I'm paying more attention. But that ain't my point. So I tried some stuff called, and y'all, some of y'all might know about it. It's called Baby Foot. And it's like a foot peeler. And let me tell y'all, if y'all want to do something for y'all feet, like if y'all don't want to go to the spot, you know, the little spots and get your feet done, you want to do something for yourself, get you some Baby Foot. But let me tell you. After a couple of days, you're going to see what to do, and you're going to be very embarrassed. Oh, my God. Sheets of skin was coming off of my feet.
Oh, my God.
And it's supposed to do that. I've heard other people say that, but I'm like, is it really that bad? Yeah, it's that bad.
Well, actually, in the feet department, yeah, that's good that you said that. I'm going to get it. You said baby feet?
Baby foot.
Today, she ended up getting one of these really, really good foot massagers. Not, you know, the one that we just give away in the family. I got one for my birthday. Yeah. I don't want to discredit that one. But then they got like a really good one, like a $300 one.
Oh, damn.
And it is off the hook. You put your feet in there and it got all these, like it really like squeeze your feet in. So your feet go into the machine and it locks it down.
Oh, I think I've seen those.
And then it goes in like a different. It really massaged. It felt like heaven.
Oh wow!
Like, I could have bust all over.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I have to only do it while I'm in my room by myself.
Oh, oh my god! Well, my experience was not nothing sexual. It was just a process that and they say that they want you for the feet, the stuff, the skin. You're not supposed to. They say, well, you're supposed to let it fall off naturally. You cannot let it fall off naturally. I had a sheet of skin hanging off of my foot. I was trying to wait for it to fall off, and it would not fall off. I literally was walking. When I was walking around, I can feel the skin hanging off my foot. I was like, you know what? I got to go soak my feet and get all this shit off. But once I got it all off, I was good. But, yeah, get y'all some baby foot. If y'all don't want to go to, like, the people get your feet done, you can do it at home. Mm-hmm. And that'll get your feet. You have a whole baby foot for where your feet be so smooth.
Mm. And I was trying to my Boothang feet, and he was like, I could suck on the front, like I could lick the front part of it, but I could lick the bottom. And I was like, why not? He was like, because you kissed me. And I'm like, with the bottom of your foot. He's like, well, I ain't been in the shower since this morning. I was like, but that's love.
That is love. That is love. But yeah, okay, so right. If you got a man who up on your feet like that, get you some baby foot. You got a whole new layer of skin. Fresh, soft skin. He can lick all over. Just make sure all the skin is gone first, because he might get a piece and it'll start flapping up or something. Girl, get all the skin off.
Okay, please.
But other than that, though, that's... Yeah.
Take care of your feet.
Yeah, take care of your feet.
Watch out for the Anglos.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself. Like, for real, though. Protect yourself. But even mentally and spiritually.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To come into the year like this. Because, like, basically what we were saying, Emerson, everything that's happened so far could potentially be trouble for us as a black race or mm-hmm. a queer race. All of the, you know, marginalized communities, because again, when white people is against white people, it never ends in our favor.
Yeah, no.
So, for sure, y'all, you know, like I've been doing, trying to get with my intuition and be intentional, and you know, mm-hmm. like I said, I've been meditating. I'm on Clubhouse now.
Oh yeah, you do need to talk about your
yeah. I've been Clubhouse, and I've been joining a lot of, but most of the groups that I've joined, either sex groups, because. Whatever, you know how I get down. But also a lot of healing groups. And one of them is like Black Men Meditates, a lot of like spiritual healing, intuitions, and different things. So Clubhouse is definitely used for social, you know, and freak. And it was the one group when the guys were, it was like a live Jack profile. Like you could actually, it was basically your profile, but you could say it out loud.
Right.
Like you could introduce yourself.
Okay.
In live time. And so that's kind of fun. So I've really been enjoying Clubhouse. They actually got me through my first sober weekend.
Oh, wow. That's
so
good.
Yeah. So it was entertaining. Like 3 in the morning, sitting up listening to them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So if you haven't got your Clubhouse invite, be looking out for it and explore. I think it's a really good way to, another way to make the time go by during these crazy times. The 2-1 is already what it is. But I don't want to say in a negative way, right? The 2-1, I feel like we are empowered. We learned what happened in 2020, mm-hmm. so we're going to learn. Like Emerson said, we ain't forgot.
Yeah, no.
So we ain't coming in the 2-1 unprepared or unknowledgeable. We know what happened in 2020.
And that's key. Just remember, like, don't let these people try to talk you out. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I sent you that one video of my wannabe fashion mentor. She, you know, these white people trying to tell you, well, that's not racist or this is racist. Don't let them do that. You've experienced, you went through 2020. You got through 2020. You've seen what you saw in 2020. Don't let them dictate what your experience is and what you're going through. And try to them, a person of privilege, try to tell you what's racist and what's not racist. Don't let them do that to y'all. And that's all I got to say on that. But if you want to find me, you can just find me on I'm about to say the wrong name. You can find me on Essence of Style on Instagram or EssenceOfStyle.com. I was about to tell you my name, but and yeah, that's it. That's where I hang out.
And you know I hang out on Mr. Telltales, and I hang out in the daylight with a flashlight. You know, so Mr. Telltales on Instagram. I don't really use Mr. Telltales on Facebook, so I'm there. I'm Tyreek on everything. I've really been on Twitter, so really follow me on Twitter, Mr. Telltales, Tyreek Daniels. Clubhouse, Mr. Telltales, Tyreek Daniels. And yeah, 2020, I want the 2-1. Oh my God, my baby, 2020, I was, oh Lord.
Right, not right, the 2-1.
In the 2-1, you know, I'm going to take breaks from social media, but I'm going to be a little bit more, I always say this, so I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to enjoy social media for what it is.
Okay.
And I just leave it at that, okay? That intentional behavior on social media.
I'm about to start getting on social media a little bit, man. Not because of the stuff that's going on. It's just because I got so much information offline. A lot of it that I paid for, this is like collecting dust. So I say I'm on trans. I'm like, some of this stuff that I be, especially the stuff I follow, I'm like, this stuff at this point, I've kind of... I'm not gonna say I'm above it. It's just, okay, I've heard this 1,000 times. So I'm about to cut back and put my head in some digital books, if you will.
Yeah, pick up a book. Read. Don't be the black people that don't read.
Because that's where all the information is.
Yeah, so I can put that out there. We're gonna end with that. But I guess, holla.
Holla.
But now I'm finally done with my mixtapes. Drop, they gonna fuck up the game like M1. We started from the bottom where the ground was hella crummy. Hungry for success since my face was hella bumpy. My accent different, like my name is Crocodile Dundee. So many different.